When scientists assess new variants before deeming them variants of concern, they look to see whether the new mutations are able to do three things. One, make the virus resistant to the effect of the vaccines. Two, make the virus more transmissible when compared to existing variants. Three, make people more sick if they were to contract the new variant. The Omicron variant has more mutations than any previous variants, many of which are on the spike protein, the part of the virus it uses to bind to and infect human cells. The most widely used vaccines, Pfizer, Moderna, Oxford, AstraZeneca, are based on getting our immune systems to recognize the spike protein part of the coronavirus as foreign. If the mutations in the Omicron variant change the spike protein enough so that our immune systems can no longer fully recognize it, then it may mean there is a degree of immune escape for this variant. But the chances of it rendering previous protection useless is extremely low, and it is far more likely the vaccines will continue to offer a good degree of protection from even this variant. Recent surges in new infections in South Africa, where the Omicron variant has been identified, has raised serious concerns over increased transmissibility of this new variant, particularly in younger people. Although still too early to know for sure, it looks as though the mutations Omicron has may make it more transmissible when compared to Delta. There is currently no data to support that those that are infected with Omicron suffer any different symptoms to those who caught and were infected with previous variants. And there are some reports that it may actually result in a milder illness than Delta, though we need more data on this. There are a lot of unknowns at play right now, but scientists are working at record speed to get a better understanding of the Omicron variant and what it might mean for the pandemic. Precautions taken now will mean we can keep things under control until we understand more about this variant.